the rest of the story. Once upon a time, this was more than 17 centuries ago, the institution of marriage was abolished by the Roman Empire. I said, the institution of marriage was abolished by the Roman Empire. Responsible for this edict was Emperor Claudius II. Some say he was insane, but there was method in his madness. For military-minded Claudius was much concerned about the quality of his army and the caliber of his soldiers, and he grew convinced that married men did not make good fighting men. They became too homesick for their families, he thought. They could not keep their minds on the business of killing, he thought. And thus did the emperor seek to make his soldiers more focused and his army more deadly by forbidding, by outlawing marriage. Members of the early Christian church, while angry about the proclamation, nonetheless feared the wrath of Claudius and kept silent. All except one, the bishop of Interamna. Marriage was God's plan, this bishop insisted, and no earthly king must be permitted to interfere with it. And he underscored his insistence by encouraging young lovers to visit him in secret, whereupon he would join them in holy wedlock. Well, of course, Emperor Claudius found out, and he had the impertinent churchman brought before him to answer for his insolence. It is said that when the two met, Claudius was much impressed by the sincerity of the bishop's convictions, so much so, in fact, that the emperor offered him an alternative to execution. If the bishop of Interamna would renounce his Christian faith and embrace the traditional Roman gods, then Claudius said his life would be spared. The bishop refused. In fact, according to some, the churchman then even tried to convert the pagan emperor to Christianity. But in any event, following a brief imprisonment in the winter of 270 A.D., the bishop was taken to Terni, was beaten with clubs, was stoned, and then beheaded. And Claudius II renewed his determination that there would be no more marriages. Ironically, with a little more patience, the bishop of Interamna might not have died so cruelly, for within weeks, in the midst of planning a new military adventure, the emperor himself fell ill and died. On the other hand, had the defiant bishop not been martyred, he would surely have been forgotten by posterity. And as it is, he has been hailed down through the centuries as the friend of lovers everywhere. Now, regarding what you've just heard, I am aware that scholars offer a wealth of versions and variations and elaborations, but on one thing they agree, the core of the story is true, that once upon a time, a man did give his life in the name of love. And the world reveres him still. Some remember him as the Bishop of Interamna. Others refer to him simply as the priest. You know this sainted friend of lovers who died more than 1700 Februaries ago by his Christian name, Valentine. Only now you know the rest of the story.